sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I'm kind of like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're told.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag Actors Life. It's your boy, Jesse, coming at you on the 1-2. We're coming at you live, but in fact, pre-recorded from the JMC Ballin B&B, home of Arc Productions, home of the Three Amigos. Speaking of the Three Amigos, there are two more. I'm one of them, obviously, and one of them to my left is...
Martin over here.
No, he looks a little bit Mexican, a little bit more Mexican, right? My amigo.
Yeah.
Hola.
Yeah, hola.
This is Chris.
Chris, well done. I'm Chris. This is a very exciting podcast, guys. This is the first podcast that we've had since COVID hit in which we actually have a guest here in studio.
Woo!
And that wonderful track that you can hear playing in the background is none other than Yeah by Usher featuring Ludacris and Lil Jon. But the reason why I chose this song is because it reminds me of our guest, not my guest. You guys are all part of the JMC Baller B&B. It's in fact the very talented, very fun panda, Loretta Kung.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Welcome.
Are you though?
We're excited to have you on.
Yeah, I'm here every weekend.
You are here every weekend. I'm surprised we haven't done this sooner.
I actually was thinking that earlier today as well. I was like, this is a long time coming. I don't know why it has actually taken us this long to get you on the podcast.
I know.
You would think you would be our number one guest, seeing as how you're here every week.
That's it. She's coming over here to eat or something like that.
That's true. There's normally some sort of, a reason, whether it be a self-tape or dinner or a movie or something like that. We're normally preoccupied with other things. So this is a good opportunity to jump on a night where we didn't have that much planned. And welcome.
Well, because of that, you are technically our number one guest here at the JMC Ball and B&B anyway.
I actually think we should probably like start like a stamp system. And I feel like your arm would be covered in the most stamps of all.
Why an arm though? Can we not get like a stamp card?
Oh yeah, like a loyalty card. Do you want a loyalty card?
No, I just want a key to the house.
Well, you need 10 stamps before you can get a key to the house.
Yeah, that's how it'll work. Yeah, you stamp off every time you come in here, and yeah, after the 10th stamp,
I think it has to be 200 stamps.
200 to get 200 to get a key. After the 10th one, though, it'll be something nice and small, like a succulent meal or something like that.
No, succulent Chinese meal.
I think the thousandth time you get like a bedroom and a car spot.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, okay, all right. We'll start the system now, Loretta.
To be fair, Loretta'd be pretty close.
That's true. I don't know if we can backorder all the stamps though.
I don't think so either. But this isn't about us boys. This is about our very special guest here, Loretta Kung. You're probably also the most famous person we've had on our podcast as well.
No offense to our previous guests.
No, but I mean, we're also talking about someone from three seasons on a television show, being Family Law.
This is true.
Right?
This is true.
So, correct.
Yes. And who did you play on Family Law, Loretta?
I played Auntie Daisy.
Oh, Auntie Daisy.
Yes.
I have an Auntie Daisy. Oh my God, she actually looks like you. I just realized that.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
I'm the judgmental one.
Yep, that's her.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Probably yes. Not.
And I give our grade life advice.
Do you?
In Cantonese.
So, okay, then what is your great life advice for us here right now and everyone listening? Do you have like a something that you live by? Is it, do you have some great advice you can give to us right now?
Yes, just go out and have fun.
Okay, very good.
It's hard to argue with that. That's
so
pretty good advice.
Just basically live your life as a LARPer.
Oh, a LARPer. Yeah.
What's a LARPer?
Oh, glad you asked. Chris, fill her in.
A LARPer, it's got multiple uses, this term. We've only just coined this term last week, literally.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So it can be used in multiple ways. One way is would be like, oh, how was your night? Oh, I have a LARPer of a time. It's self-explanatory, right? It means you had a good night, a good time.
Yeah.
And the reason being, it's to provide context.
Everyone is looking very dumbfounded right now.
Very confused.
Where did this come from?
So last week we had a very special guest on, Cyndi Lauper. And now she was our musical component of the podcast. So Cyndi Lauper brought us into the introductions of it all. And we said to introduce a couple of Laupers, basically. And it's like, what's a Lauper? And we decided that a Lauper would signify a good time, because Cyndi Lauper is girls just want to have fun, right? So rather than be like a derogatory thing or whatever else, it's like, let's have a Lauper of an evening, or this podcast is going to be an absolute Lauper. That's where it comes from.
So there you go. It's a term. We're bringing it back. And
bringing it back?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, we're introducing it, I should say. Actually, yeah, we're introducing it. We're starting it. So in 5 years' time, I reckon everyone and their dog is going to be saying this.
Particularly their dogs.
Words.
Lauper!
Yeah.
Okay, it all makes sense now.
It does.
Yes. But we've mentioned that you're on Three Seasons of the Family Law, Loretta. But for our listeners who may not be familiar with family law, you are an actress, actor.
Yes.
How long have you been acting for? Would you like to tell our listeners?
Wow.
How long have you been acting for?
I graduated from drama school in 2012. So
professionally,
I suppose, almost 8 years.
Do you count the years at drama school as well?
No.
No, you count since you graduated?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. See, I count the years at drama school as well.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, well, that's experience and, you know, there was a few paid things in there as well. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll add it on to the total. You should too, I think, because it's experience. Yeah,
you're right. I actually started.
If you include that, it'll be like 1684. The year was 1684.
Which dynasty was that again?
It's not very often that we have someone on the podcast where MJ makes the old jokes. Normally he's the brother of the old jokes.
This is where I get to shine.
Enjoy this one.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Enjoy.
What drama school did you go to?
The Actors Workshop in Brisbane.
Is that still a thing?
No, the school's. Oh, well, actually, my teacher's retired now.
So okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't exist anymore.
Right, okay. So that's what, a 3-year course?
Two and a half,
yeah, okay. Yeah. So you only started, what, 2010, 2011? Yes,
2010.
2010, yeah. Right. What did you do before that?
I was engineering.
Engineering?
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So engineer / actor, or engineer turned actor.
Yeah, so I did engineering first, and then I went back and studied dance, did an advanced diploma.
Oh.
And then.
I didn't know this. Wow. You
didn't? You didn't know she was a dancer?
No,
that's
why
I chose, yeah. Like, that's because I just picture you like a little hip-hop putty, like, in the club.
See,
like,
the only dance I can picture Loretta doing is flossing.
Actually, yes.
That's all I can think of.
That's our thing.
I hope that's your entire move on the dance floor, because that's all mine is. So.
Yes.
Is it though, Chris?
No, I maybe got one or two extra ones.
I saw you just like spin around on the ground at a wedding.
That
was your dance. That was the extent of your dancing.
I was under the influence of...
He just tripped. He's just trying to get up.
I was under
the influence of what?
Of trying to make myself... seem better than I am. I was completely sober for anyone listening.
I know you were. You were completely sober. You were trying to impress someone.
Yeah, I was. I was trying to impress a girl. And I completely made a fool of myself. But it worked. She liked it. She said, you know, and we chatted for the rest of the night. I didn't speak to her much after that, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to lay it all out in the line and take a risk. And I fucking tore that dance floor up. Jesse's witness to it all. He saw the whole thing.
Yeah, they sent you the bill to repair
clothes
it.
Clothes came off.
The invoices are coming soon
to
repair it.
Is there any footage?
I fucking hope not. Not that I've ever
sure
seen.
I'm sure there's a videographer of the wedding.
Pretty
going,
sure
yeah.
there is. I think someone was recording at the time.
Yeah.
It wasn't
well,
me.
Look, let's not look into that.
Actually, it might have been me.
I don't know. Oh, no.
I think I might have put it on the Instagram story that night.
Might have been the girl watching you like, oh God.
Yeah, no.
For evidence too. In case she goes missing.
We got to get you on the dance floor, Loretta.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
When was the last time you danced? Like properly, like in a club?
Probably 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say, was it Bobby Brown? Or
no.
It was when Shuck and Jive.
Yeah.
That bar in in the valley where they have like Tuesday night and Sunday night live jams. The Brisbane Jam.
Rick's?
Oh, yeah, there could be Rick's.
Rick's did a lot of live music.
I can't remember what it's called.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. There's quite a few there.
Live music on a Tuesday night.
Yes.
I think that was the majority of the valley. Or Sunday night.
Yeah, as well. Was it
the Elephant and Wheelbarrow?
Oh.
No.
Okay.
It was around the corner.
Around the corner from the Elephant and Wheelbarrow. On Brunswick Street or on, what's it called? That other one.
Yeah, the other one.
The same one. Alfred and Constance. Oxford Street?
Alfred and Constance? No.
No. The Met? Too far. No, that's the other
one. The Wickham?
No.
Well, the point is, it's been way too long since you've turned it up on the dance floor by the sound.
The Jackal.
So. Yes.
Yeah,
So you act, you dance, you're engineering, and now you also do stunts.
Yes.
Though as well.
You're stunty.
Trying to be.
Action performer. You're the one-stop shop. Can you sing?
No.
Yeah. Well.
Can you teach me?
No. Some things are born with, honey.
Still saying you can't beat a dead horse.
Oh, okay.
Nah, have you tried singing? Like,
No.
Oh, okay. You might be good then. You don't.
Yeah,
even
maybe know. You're the best.
It's not one of my strengths.
Oh, okay. Maybe you're the next Adele.
She's like, yeah, I've hurt myself. It's terrible.
So you've been doing stunts for what, 2 and a bit years now? Oh, like,
when did you like start? Properly? MJ?
About 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, just.
Because you started at the same time, right? Like, so you started when I was going as well.
Yeah, a month after you.
About a month.
So. Yeah, because Jesse and I were doing it at the time as well, and you were there.
We did. I think we. Yeah, I think you went before us.
Yeah.
Or maybe a week before.
Yeah,
or
not,
so,
not by much. Yeah, not by much. Yeah.
Around the same time.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
But you're still kicking it every week there.
Yeah,
training hardcore out there with the Stunt Action Consultants.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray Anthony.
Yeah.
We'll get him in. He's actually around the corner. He's coming. Hey, surprise guest.
He'll have a go at us for doing this wrong.
fucking
popped. Why'd you pop?
No, you fucking plugged. Why'd you plug?
You're a gem, Ray. Thanks, mate. You're a dead set champion.
You guys were great too, but you didn't come back.
For me, it was to do with scheduling and financial stuff.
Yeah. Likewise. Yeah.
And then it got too far gone.
Yeah, and not only that, like I always said, like I really only kind of wanted to go just to get a little bit of extra experience, you know, with stunt work. I didn't necessarily, you know, want to be a stunt performer. And obviously, like training and doing that every week, he wants people there who are, you know, committed to being a stunt performer, you know, which is you guys and wasn't me. So I didn't want to have to continuously let him down by showing up every, you know, second or third week as well. But like Jesse as well, funds as well. Gets in the way of some things like that. So, yeah.
But I did genuinely enjoy it, and I would certainly love to go back and do stuff from
Absolutely.
Time to time as well.
I see footage of you guys like every week go up on Instagram and stuff. And it's like, oh man, that looks so fun.
That's I know, right?
What's your like favorite stunt like to do? Like your favorite thing that you just hope go. Oh, I hope we do that this week. Because for anyone who doesn't know, Stunt Action Consultants, they do pretty much you cover like a different thing pretty much every week, right?
Yeah, almost every week. Yeah.
Sometimes you'll continue something onto the following week if it's a bit longer. But for the most part, you're shaking it up and learning different skills every week. What's your favorite like skill that you're like? Oh man, I hope we do that this week.
Oh, I love wire work.
That's oh really?
One of my favorite
HBO.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the wire. Sorry.
It is fun, like flying around and, you know, just getting someone pulling you and just flying into the air. It's really fun. Right.
And of course, I love my weapon work.
Yeah, well, you were trained in kind of weapon stuff before you even started properly doing stunts though, right? Like
correct.
You've had a lot of like, what, experience with...
Knives, they were my favorite things.
With knives. Yeah. Oh, you just had experience with knives. That's basically what you're saying is that you've potentially stabbed someone in the past.
Yeah, actually, I've stabbed myself a few times. I've got a few scars to show for it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Just accidental stabbings?
Yep. So I stabbed
myself. Oh, I can see one right there on your, on the top of your hand.
Correct.
Yeah,
and then
wow.
Really?
I've also got a few on my arm.
Was this from fight stunts or is this like just cooking
no.
in the kitchen? Or like?
No, actual... Knife training. So I had a Master Yoda to train me.
A what? You had a Master Yoda?
Yes. I found my Master Yoda. And
was this in Brisbane?
On the Gold Coast.
On the Gold Coast.
So Dagobah, obviously.
Yeah.
His name was James Richards.
Right.
Was? His name is.
Oh. yeah. So, well, sorry. It's now Master Yoda. It's now Master Yoda.
My Master Yoda.
Right.
So he has always taught me to train with real knives. So you learn to respect the knife and what it does.
Yeah, so you started from day one with a real knife?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I thought they for sure would have like started like people with wooden knives and then you work your way up to real knives. No, you just kick it off on, I should never try.
No.
I would be.
No, you shouldn't.
You'll be down to a stub.
Yeah. I can't even butter bread sometimes without getting blood somewhere.
Like, haven't I shown you my knife collection?
No.
I don't think he was here.
It's quite impressive, I must say, guys. You should, yeah, definitely check it out.
Wow.
Oh, so I'll bring it over tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
You're coming over tomorrow?
I'm staying over tonight.
It's the weekend, Jesse.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's Loretta night.
It's Loretta night. Yeah, that's all right. Loretta night.
Every Saturday night is Loretta night.
Right. So day
trying
one,
they fast track that loyalty card, are you?
Oh, I see. What's
I'm just going to cut myself my own key.
Okay, with your knife.
We're just going to hear like this boing noise. There's going to be knives like on the front door. All of a sudden I'm like, oh no, she's here.
So what is the sound of the knife makes? A boing?
Yeah, you know.
It's not fucking bopping.
No, you know how like it would stick in, but then like the handle would still be shaken. You know what I mean?
Oh, right,
so you
got right,
that
right.
Boing. You know
even
what I mean?
Even then it's like.
Yeah, well, I can't do that, clearly. So,
so it's boing.
Boing is my equivalent.
I've got the
fucking kangaroo.
Yeah, you got it? Yeah, see, thank you. Yeah, she gets it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so I'm going to get my head around this. So day one, they put a real knife in your hand and the other guy has a real knife as well and you choreograph a fight scene.
No, it just says dodge this.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
No, of course you don't train with real knives if you're training with somebody. But when you first get given a knife,
sure,
you start training yourself and learning the movements.
Yeah, just handling the knife and like maneuvering it and all that sort of stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Right. I see. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you're at home in the mirror practicing with like a real knife and stuff as well.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a favorite knife?
Yes, karambits.
Karambits.
Yes.
Do you have a nickname for it?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, they just look like claws. My panda claws.
Oh, your panda claws.
You can call them
is that what you call them?
If you don't know what a karambit is, guys, it's like it looks like a velociraptor claw, like on their on their foot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the curled blade.
Because you stick it in between your fingers, yeah? Like you can swish it around and then like have it come through like your knuckle? No?
No.
Isn't there like a little like thing down the bottom that you can like...
Correct.
And then like you can just have it sort of just like sticking out through the top there of your knuckle. Mm. Like you have like the blade sticking out through the top and you can use it like a tiger's...
Oh, no, that's a different...
That's a different one?
No.
But it has the same shape, but just got like a hole so you can put your fingers through it.
Oh, okay.
So like a small pirate sword? Is that what I'm picturing?
No.
You know how pirate swords are bent?
Okay. I think a knife is a small sword, really.
Well, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Like a claw, like.
Yeah, yeah, so it's just slightly bent. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I'm picturing, like a small pirate sword. You know what a pirate sword, right? It's just like a small version of that. What do you mean? No. What?
I mean, they're not really pirate swords, what you're thinking of. Is
that's not what I was thinking at all. No, that's
yeah, right. That's what I thought.
That just legit looks like a velociraptor claw.
Mm.
Yeah,
correct.
Okay.
It's made for ripping intestines out and veins, and you know, so it's actually quite.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I've ever been
definitely a velociraptor claw.
Yeah, that's definitely a velociraptor claw.
Wow. Very deadly, designed to be very deadly.
I don't know if I've ever been more scared to come to your house. After knowing all this, what about guests as well? Like, will people like you know that come into your house? Do you show everyone?
She sugars them. Yeah, she calms them down with like the Yoda Lego set. And the Transformers set. She's got toys there, so you know.
Yeah, and I've got Toothless.
Yeah, Toothless, and her like sneaker collection. She's got quite a good sneaker collection.
Yeah.
But for anyone listening, don't even try thinking about like breaking in or anything because you will get fucked up by the system.
This is one
person's house. You do not want to break in.
You're just going to hear a boing. And then
it'll be in your head.
In your head.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I didn't know. So your panda claws.
Yeah, right. They're my favorite.
Interesting. Well, there you go. We learned a little bit more about you every time you come over, I feel like. But tonight in particular, you've blown the doors wide open here for me.
So what's my favorite food?
You're going to ask your own questions now.
She's
testing me. She's
testing me. How much you really know me.
Ooh, it's a dessert of some description. It's a sweet.
Okay.
But to be specific, I don't know. I want to say it's a chocolate in general, maybe.
Do you want me to slap you?
Are you? Is it not chocolate? What? No. Cake.
It's donuts. It's your pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, ricotta. Yeah. Ricotta.
No, that's my favorite food.
See, Jesse knows me well.
I was obvious.
Wait, were you asking me what your favorite food to eat is, or what my favorite food of yours is?
She makes you one thing.
And it's obviously the favorite.
I know what your favorite food is.
Oh, right, okay, right.
I was just trying to test to see how well you know me.
Okay, yeah, I failed, didn't I?
Yeah, so her favorite food is the ricotta pancakes. Well, it's the ones that she goes and gets as a reward after her audition.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Of course I remember that.
Which, by the way, they haven't made for us in a long time.
No, I was just going to –
I forgot what they taste like.
Yeah, what are they?
Same.
That's why we didn't know what the answer was.
I was too many things that I have been going through my mind. That's why I couldn't think of the pancakes. Okay. Yeah.
But we know what your favorite word is.
Well, that's
– we can't say that
yet. Your fault. You guys were the one that introduced me to the boys.
Oh, so the C-bomb.
Yes.
The
C-bomb.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. I called the one on the way in today. She opened up the door.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if it isn't the tiny
C-bomb.
Yeah.
It's such a great word though, isn't it?
To be fair, after hearing about your knife collection, he's going to be reluctant to call you that.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I'll just say it off air still.
he said it in a really
It's part of my
way.
Language. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like it's just, yeah. It's
a term of endearment
exactly.
here in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, butchers
yeah.
do that.
Yeah. Did you not say it previously?
She did. Every now and then.
Would you use it in a good way though, or in like an insulting way to someone?
Usually insulting way.
Oh, okay. Right. Interesting. Oh. See, I feel like most of the time we use it is... generally just, you know, calling your mates.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but like, I mean.
I find mate more offensive now.
It's if someone says mate in Australia,
what's up, mate? Yeah.
It's really funny. I can say any swear word in English, but when it comes to speaking Cantonese, Chinese, I can't say any swear words at all.
What, because you never got taught them or you just.
Well, that was my next question. Yeah.
No, I just find it really offensive.
Oh,
right. To swear in Chinese, really? But in English, of course.
Does it have more weight to it?
Yeah.
What's a swear word in Chinese?
Well, she doesn't want to say it.
No, but it's
we'll put up subtitles.
It's like saying Voldemort. You just can't do it.
Put up subtitles.
But it's never about you. It's your like your mother's, your father's.
Oh,
okay.
It's
not
just your sea. So it's your smelly sea. It's.
You're cursing the family.
Yeah.
Right.
Very
dishonor.
So when you curse, we curse here in Australia, but you're actually genuinely cursing the family.
Yeah, and the last three generations.
Oh wow.
The three generations. Yeah.
That's pretty heavy.
Wow.
It's like F you and your like, third generation family.
It's like your granddad,
your granddaddies, and your granddaddy daddies.
Exactly. Like I feel like our insults are just lame now because it's kind of like I'm just insulting you. It was like in Cantonese, you got a way of insulting the whole. Family in the third generation.
You disrespect the dynasty.
Yeah. I want an insult like that. You know what I mean? An insult to not just you, but your entire family.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. I want to hear it now. I really want to hear it.
But I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't make any difference to us. Like, we'll just hear the word and we'll go, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. But Cantonese listeners out there be like, oh, how dare they?
Our Chinese listeners, though, packing their bags. They are coming straight for us. Although probably not after hearing about your knives.
Well, no, depends sure how many Chinese listeners you have.
Oh, we're big in China.
Well,
you sounded so much like Trump then.
Yeah. You're like, we're huge. We're huge.
Big in China. I know all the Chinese.
Yeah.
We're the best. We're number one in China. Number one in China.
They love us all through Beijing, Hong Kong. You should hear the tweets. My God. Well, that's a great segue into embarrassing stories. So as always, for our guests, we have a premise of embarrassing stories. Loretta, if you're unfamiliar, I'm not too sure how much of the podcast you've listened to before.
That's all China listening.
I was watching her when we had the intro sound playing, and I was like, she's never heard this in her life. She's like, this is the first time she's heard this.
How is this new? Twice, I said.
Twice?
Yes.
Okay. Full all the way through? End to end, top to tail.
So today was second Silence. Time.
Yeah.
Anyway, embarrassing. Yeah.
So we have the premise of an embarrassing story here on the podcast here at Hashtag Actors Life for the Ball and B&B, the JMC Ball and B&B rather. So it has to be an embarrassing story, not necessarily your most embarrassing story ever, just something that you're comfortable sharing. It doesn't have to be industry related. It can be literally anything. So,
but don't hold back.
Yeah, I mean, you just go hell for leather. If you really want to do it, by all means. But at the end of the day, whatever you feel most comfortable sharing with us here at Hashtag Actors Life and all of our Chinese listeners.
But full disclosure, we've gone all out with our stories. Like, we've totally put all of ourselves out on the line.
And to make you feel so comfortable, you can say it in Cantonese. And we'll be like, uh-huh, uh-huh. Wow, that's terrible.
Well, as you know, I have a lot of Loretta moments, but I did have one
Loretta
today.
Loretta moments.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is fresh.
That sounds like a cookie.
How would you describe a Loretta moment, like, just to our listeners?
Dumb moment.
Okay. All right. Okay, continue. I'm keen.
But I do this one quite regularly is I just, for some reason and somehow, I walk into the men's toilets all the time.
Wait, what?
With a blanket in a hole or?
No, like at the
Sounds
gym.
Like you found yourself in glory hole.
And there's always someone there.
Oh, of course.
There's always someone in the men's toilets.
There's men in there. That's where we dwell.
It's another Loretta. Like, oh, another Chinese woman.
Sometimes they see me, sometimes they don't.
What do you mean? Do you not walk out? You just go straight in and keep going?
No, I have a moment like, oh, shit. And then I turn around.
Oh, so you do turn around. You don't just call it like halfway. Like, oh, I've come this far. Fuck it. I'll finish up.
No.
Okay.
No, not unless I'm at a concert or something. That's when I would just walk right in and use the men's toilets.
You know what you should do? You should just freak him out. You should get yourself a shiwi and just go run up to the go out to the urinal and just stand there. Like, they all see you. They all see you walk in. They're like, what's this chick doing in here? And you just go up to the shiwi and then you just stand there, do your thing, and then walk out.
Wait.
And then they'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is a shiwi?
You've never heard of this?
No.
It's like a funnel
that?
Thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's essentially something that you kind of insert and then you do your business so you can stand up and
it's actually, like a funnel. It's a funnel.
Yeah, yeah. For women, it's called a shiwi.
It's called a shiwi. Yeah. That's called a shiwi. Name.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me.
That's what
someone
they
Google
use at like music festivals.
Yeah,
like
so they don't have to sit down.
Yeah, or camping or whatever. So like if you feel uncomfortable having to squat to do your business, it's called a shiwi that you can just take with you. And
wee as in wee-wee.
Yeah, as in just stand and piss. Mm. So get yourself a shiwi and go into the men's toilet next time. This is to save your embarrassment, so make everyone else feel more uncomfortable. So,
wow, I just Googled
having
shiwi.
Having the shiwi won't make it embarrassing at all.
Yeah.
I literally just Googled shiwi and it literally just looks like a funnel.
With a cup?
Suction cups onto your... Onto
that's
your,
right, you don't even insert it. Yeah,
onto your bits. Yeah, wow.
Just
that's amazing.
Just remind yourself to take it off when you're done.
All these fancy colours.
And shake twice. Just shake twice.
Oh, okay.
Does it vibrate? Not unless you hold it and shake your hand.
Yeah. We know.
Okay. The shiwi. I'm glad I learned that. That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go. So, sorry, we cut you off. Was there more to this story? Or
has there been time where it's like a bit like more like intense? Like someone's like, oh, shit.
Oh, there was one time.
At band camp? Yep. Mm.
I was at the toilet inside the gym. And you know how gyms have like unisex toilets?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar.
Right. It's not your natural habitat. No, it's just
he's like a gym. What's a gym?
I forgot to lock the door.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. He walked right in and he was so embarrassed.
But were you like naked or something?
Were you on the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh, you were sitting.
I was in the middle. Oh. I was in the midstream.
Wow.
It's a midstream.
They make gym toilets, like normally from my experience, they make them a bit larger than regular toilets as well, just to accommodate for people getting changed and stuff, I think, as well.
I know for disabled people as well.
For disabled people. But I feel like at the gym, like every toilet is a disabled toilet size.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's just because they chuck a shower in there or they chuck a bench in there for people to, you know. So I feel like that makes it so much worse too, walking in and there's this big space and just in the middle is you just sitting on the toilet. Just sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on toilet.
So why didn't you lock the door?
I thought I did.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't that happen to everybody?
I can't. No, say it's
second nature to me to flick the door.
I always have to make sure it's locked.
You know when you're at a party, like a house party, you don't know the house, you don't know how it works. And sometimes you go to a bathroom, the door's a bit dodgy, and then you try to take a leak or a shit, and you try to put that foot out, and you have that awkward, that lean, and you're trying to take it, like, is it getting in there?
I have experienced those dodgy locks where you press it, and like you don't even think that did anything. You're like, oh man.
And someone walks in, you're like, what?
And they act like it's your fault. Be like, man, it's not, it's the door. Like, I say.
Actually, I have another toilet story.
Oh, please.
We love a good toilet story here. Hashtag Actors Life.
Okay, so I've got to take this back to when I was in Darwin, when I was about 9.
Darwin?
Yeah, Darwin, mate. For those who don't know, I grew up in Darwin.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Christy, did you not know anything about Loretta?
No, I just eat her food.
You're the worst friend.
You grew up in Darwin. I had no idea.
Did you know she was on Family Law?
She's Asian. She's from China.
Wait, so how long?
No, hang on.
Hong Kong, sorry. Whoa. But you called yourself a Chinese woman.
A China.
I'm Chinese.
Yeah.
From Hong Kong, just to be specific.
I am from China.
Wait, what did you screw up on then? What did you say?
You said, I am a China.
All of China.
Yes, I do have a China.
Yes, you have a China. You definitely have a China.
You put the shiwi on your vagina. Shiwi
on your China. Yeah.
Wait, hang on. So you grew up in Darwin.
Yes.
When did you move to Brisbane?
Oh, 4 years ago.
Whoa. Okay. I thought you had spent most of your adult life like in Brisbane and then Sydney once like we came down here. Wow. No. I had no idea you were in Darwin this whole time.
Okay. We'll do a quick timeline.
Country gal.
Did you not train in Brisbane anyway? So it would have been
before
2012?
I was split between Sunshine Coast and Brisbane. Yeah, so, but.
Did you move to Brisbane to act or?
Yeah. And then before moving to Sydney. So I've been in Sydney for 3 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
So in Darwin, something clicked with you, I want to do an acting, I want to be an actor.
You want to be an engineer?
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
But you went to Brisbane to act?
Yes.
And you engineered in Darwin?
No, in Perth.
Well, goddamn.
Well, okay, this is...
I'm so confused.
Really disjointed here. So we need a timeline.
Where were you born?
I was born in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I was made in Hong Kong.
Hey, made in China.
That's very loose, but keep going.
Yes. So my family and I migrated to Darwin when I was 8.
Okay.
And then I left Darwin.
The war just finishes then.
And then I left Darwin at 18 to study engineering in Perth.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I spent 5 years in Perth.
Right. And then you moved back to Darwin?
For a year, and then we moved down to Sunshine Coast.
Okay, and then how long you were on the Sunshine Coast for?
Oh, 10 years.
10 years, okay.
And Brisbane in between because I was working and studying dance and then shortly after acting. And then properly full time in Brisbane for a year before moving to Sydney. So that's a quick timeline.
It's the highlight reel ultimately through it all. Okay. And what point did you decide you wanted to do acting or study acting?
Well, I fell into acting by accident. To cut the story short, I ran into a girlfriend who I used to dance with and she was trying to get into TV commercials and then I thought, oh, I would like to do that as well. And then I did a NIDA course, fell in love with it.
Yep.
And stole her roles.
Sorry?
Stole her rolls.
He was stealing my rolls.
No, she was like a 6 foot tall, redhead, gorgeous.
Yeah,
so exactly you.
Yeah. So exactly. I just wanted to be her.
Just competing with her all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
God damn it, she's here again.
Yeah, you live here.
So that's how it all began. Oh. Like, I never wanted to act. I didn't even know what acting was.
Yeah, yeah. Like growing up, like as a kid, you never thought about it. Like.
Usually in the Asian family, it's not really an option, any creative option.
Well, your dad was a creative anyway, was he not?
Yes, he was an ivory carver.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
Wait,
right.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
An ivory carver.
Yeah, he carved ivory.
Where do you get the ivory?
Elephants.
Yeah.
Correct.
So I'm like, well, what? Did he kill the elephants himself?
No, of course not.
You got
no.
Right.
No. Yeah, that was obviously before it was banned internationally.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
That was his trade.
It was back in a time as well when it wasn't so. You know, like put under a microscope as well.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't as detrimental to, well.
They didn't really keep track of the elephants then.
It was still as detrimental, but
Yeah.
It wasn't frowned upon.
Yeah, at the time. Yeah, like, elephants, plenty of them. Like,
yeah. They're big.
Yeah, they never
Who wants a purse?
They never
Well, I guess it's also that point too where people didn't realize you had to kill an elephant essentially to get their ivory, right? It wasn't, you just go, oh, ivory, it's fucking dropping tusks left, right, and center. It's like elk, right? They just molt them. So I think once that became a little bit more to light, it became a problem.
So just to be clear, he's no longer an ivory.
No, my dad's passed, but no, when he came to Australia, he pretty much gave it up.
Yeah, right. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So,
and you never thought about taking up those shoes, thank goodness.
No.
Of becoming an ivory carver. Yeah, good. No, good. No, just checking.
But she's more like a human carver with those knives now.
Clearly,
like,
yes.
Yes.
It comes naturally to her.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. Interesting.
So you're going back to the story.
Yes, you're in Darwin.
In Darwin.
Right.
You want to go a bit sidetracked there.
Yes. Yeah. So I think I was about 9 and our back door was right opposite the toilet. And we also had a cat at the time, and the cat food was always inside. And there are always blue tongue lizards around, right? So it often came in and, you know, taste cat food. So
they love cat food, genuinely.
Yes.
It's something you can feed them. Yep.
Yes. So I was sitting in the toilet one day, the door unlocked, and there were lots of.
There's a pattern here.
And there were, so I had my pants down. I was sitting on the toilet and there
Go
was
on.
A pile of.
I wish you with your pants down.
It was a number one, by the way.
You have a shiwi?
No, I was very young back then, yeah. And there was a pile of newspaper and then suddenly something moved underneath there.
Oh, that's scary.
Rattled. Yep. And then I went, oh, what's that? So I lifted the newspaper and there was this massive blue tongue lizard sitting there. It was looking at me. I was looking at him.
Yep.
So I screamed so loud.
With the pants down.
Yes.
They both weren't wearing pants, by the way. Yeah.
Opened the door and the lizard just ran out the door and so did I.
Were you trying to do that run and pull your pants down a little?
Yes. I screamed so hard.
I feel like outback Australia, and I guess Darwin, like as well to that point, like up there, there's just so many like animals that find their way into toilet like areas. I remember as a kid, like going on a trip around Australia with my nan and pop, and one thing that I've still like kept with me to this day was being in this toilet where like. Lots of frogs were like just everywhere, right? Like it was just out in the middle of nowhere and there were just frogs up in the corners under the. My pop always said, like, if you go in the toilet out here, like you got to check the toilet lid, like lift it up because they'll hide under the toilet lid and that type of thing. And I remember sitting on the toilet trying to do a poo one time and a frog must have been in the toilet and I hadn't seen it. And he's trying to jump out and he like came up and like hit my bum and like this wet thing hit my bum. And like I remember just like freaking out and like for the longest time, I think I might have sold this part on the podcast, but I didn't tell the reason why. For the longest time, I used to go to the toilet like this. like and looking down like between my legs, and I would not be able to like just look anywhere else like until I was done. Like I had to have eyes on the water at all times, like for the longest period of my life because of that frog, man. Yeah, it fucked me a little bit. I didn't want anything crawling up my bum while I was pooing.
Do you think this is where your fear of toads came from?
No, that was before that. I've thought about that as well, but the, right. the toad thing was before that. Yeah.
Do you need therapy?
Perhaps. Now that I say it out loud.
Not to do with this.
But if there was stories from the outback where like sometimes there's snakes coming out.
Snakes as well, yeah.
Like yeah, there's some weird like shit.
Underneath the rim of the bowl. Yeah. They're like, in there, yeah.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. Outback toilet. For any international listeners who are listening, they're like never coming to Australia after hearing this. Like a toilet's a safe place generally. The last thing you want is a blue tongue lizard or a frog or a snake.
Yeah, I think
invading your privacy.
Like generally, in society, the toilet's like the worst place to be like attacked because you're so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so vulnerable.
Yeah. The most vulnerable moment in your life. You're like, oh, no one comes in.
Meanwhile, you get bested by a frog or a blue tongue lizard. Exactly. You're like, man.
Well, that's essentially why they say like if you are afraid of someone or like someone's intimidating to you, just imagine them on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and you go. Yeah, you know better than me.
We all poo.
Yeah.
So, like, next time you're nervous for an audition, you just imagine the casting director like that.
Yeah.
They got a poo
too.
Yeah. That's a good piece of advice. I like that. Mm. Yeah.
Has anyone heard that before?
No, I have heard similar ones. I've heard similar ones.
You know, the pants down sort of thing and naked.
Yeah,
or
it's like, yeah, I'll imagine the audience naked. But if you just imagine somebody that, you know, kind of makes you a bit nervous or whatever, like on the toilet, that's it.
But isn't that like sort of like creepy?
No, not at all.
Nah,
I don't think it's creepy.
So just to go way back, just on the subject here. Why are you so bad at walking into toilets? Like, why do you always walk into men's toilets?
I have no idea.
You see the little man and the little woman on the door, right?
I always look and I go, oh yeah, that's a ladies' toilet. But and then.
Not going to there.
I walk in and then there's a guy and then I look at the sign again. It's like, oh shit, it's a male's toilet.
Mm.
Wow.
That's there are some modern places where some of the signs are too contemporary.
I have to agree with you there.
And like one place, like it was like a watermelon and an orange. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why don't we meant to like... Yeah, like, I get a melon, or like maybe it's a chick, but then what's the orange standing for? Like, what do we?
100%.
Like balls. I have a banana there or something.
Watermelon.
I don't know.
It's weird. Some places are trying to be cool by having like you know unique signs as the men and the women one, but it is very confusing. I went to a steakhouse a couple of weeks ago, and the pictures on the steakhouse were both dressed in like cowboy outfits. So you couldn't actually tell if one was wearing... Like, normally the girl's wearing a dress. That's how you tell, you know what I mean? But they were both just dressed in cowboy stuff. And I'm like, I don't fucking know which one... They just both look like cowboys to me. You know what I mean? Like, and one of them was women, and I didn't even know which one it was. I still don't know. I still don't know if I've...
No, I get that, you know, like, modern society, you're trying to, like, cater for everyone and stuff like that. But I think generally a toilet's got to be separated. You don't want to walk into, like, men and like, Loretta or, you know...
Female. Yeah, you don't want to walk in on Loretta.
No.
She's going to walk in on you.
Yeah, she's going to walk in on you.
Bitch.
I actually saw this thing recently on social media of these public toilets in Japan. I don't know if you guys have seen this. They're like essentially a like a clear box. Like it's a cube. Yeah. Like a clear cube. You can see straight through it. It's like glass. Mm. But it's like that. Like it's like smart glass that once you go in there and you lock it, or the whole room just frosts over.
Yes.
So you can still see out,
yes,
but people can't see in.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's to do with like public toilets apparently in Japan were like unsafe or unhygienic or whatever else. So you're able to actually like see if somebody's in there first, or you're able to see if like it hasn't been taken care of properly.
Yeah.
So it's like an initiative by the government to make public toilets seem more accessible and more safe.
Yeah.
And to change the stigma around it. But it's also just an incredible piece of technology in the fact that it just goes completely opaque.
Yeah, it's great. It's
so cool.
It's lit up quite nicely too. So it's look so it's safer in the neighborhood and
for sure.
It's all lit up. It's not dark and dingy. It's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. Check it out on social media. I'm sure if you just type in Japanese public toilets, you'll find it.
Yeah, I absolutely love the toilet technology in Japan. I was obsessed with how'd all you finish their that toilets. Sentence?
You were obsessed with their toilets. Have you used like one of the smart toilets, like the ones that actually clean you?
Yes, I was in Japan a couple of years ago, and you could literally walk into a toilet and not touch anything and do your thing and walk out. Because everything is automated. Everywhere you go, all the toilets are clean. And
that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, and even at the airport, they actually have a screen that tells you which toilets are occupied. So while you're waiting, you know which one to go
which
to.
Which one to go to, wow. Yeah. It's like the parking smart parking. Yeah, parking, like a parking center.
Yeah, yeah. So when I first got to the hotel for the very first time in Japan, I sat on the toilet for about 10 minutes, pressing all the different buttons, you know, adjusting the temperature, the water. Jet.
Just to see what happens.
Just 10 minutes? I'd be there for like an hour just playing with that thing.
I'm worried about how long Jesse would spend on a toilet like that. I feel like you would be there for the whole day.
You'd be there mixing around. And DJing and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know about that. DJing.
You'd be like ramming this whole thing.
Well, straight up mixing. That's the thing. And at the public toilets, for the women anyway, I'm not sure about the men. I never got there.
Are you sure?
Or back soon?
They have this modesty button. So while you're having a shit, you know, you press this button and there's this waterfall sound.
That's
no one else can hear what you're doing.
I was going to say, like, they should change that sound like a prank. And it's just like this really loud, like, farting and... like wet shit.
That would be great.
Yeah, so I was in the toilet, like just. I'm pretty sure you have a few tracks you can choose from. But
wow. Yeah, right.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Or like in the women's toilet, it's just like the sound of like a shee-wee.
Have you guys ever gone to like extreme lengths to cover up the sound of yourself in the bathroom?
Extreme lengths?
Yeah.
Define extreme.
Like just get something out on your phone and like play music on your phone or something that's just quite obvious that you're trying to cover up something.
No.
I think it's weird to like have music playing when you're taking a shit.
Yeah, it is.
I think if anyone hears music coming from the bathroom when you're taking your shit, when you just go in there as general, be like, I think they're taking a shit.
Yeah, because you see in the movies, people turn the taps on and stuff or turn the shower on or something, even though they're not using the shower, just to cover up the...
I must say, I admit at work, when I walk into the bathroom, I do need to do a number two. If there's someone in there, I'll just walk out and wait till they're gone and then go back in.
Right.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? It's like, you know, I just don't
want to.
Work with them. Yeah. Like, it's intimate. You got to see them. Yeah. They know who you're going to be. Like, you know.
I do run
who's
into
that guy
this,
in there? Oh, yeah. It's okay.
I run into this trouble at work as well because you know everyone who works with you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we've only got two cubicles in the men's bathroom. And if I'm in one and someone else comes in the other one, you're like, oh, man. Like, you can't. Do you know what I mean? Like, generally, I can kind of get a account of which guys are on shift with me. So it's like, well, I know who it's, I know it's fucking Paul or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know,
but you if just you gotta had to go. You gotta go.
Oh yeah, it's. I mean, you gotta.
You can
I
have some guys that come to it,
but I can tell. I can. Yeah.
No, if you miss that time, that's it.
What do you mean?
Well, look, I don't know what happens when you get to your age, but.
Thanks, guys. No, but it's, you know, like if you miss that morning call, you know, like, you know how.
Where does it go?
It comes back for me.
Oh, mine really? Never goes
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'll be like, yeah, cool, no worries, mate. We're going to have to put this one on hold. And he goes, yeah, cool, no worries.
Yeah.
So he just shuts off the valve and then we go do what we need to do. And it's like, mate, it's time to turn it back on.
Yeah, the pressure gets higher.
I'll
get a warning, they'll let me know.
Loretta. Like someone in my family like has done this quite a lot. Like they need to poo and they miss the window and then they're like, yeah, no, like it wasn't until like the next day where I went. And, like I've held it in for like longer. I was like, wow, like I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know you could just suck it back up and just have it,
just goes back in storage. So we'll freeze this for now.
I'll put that in it. I'll just put
that on
in
ice.
Put that in the left cheek and then store it there. Then the other store is in the right cheek.
No, mine sits in like a backup gate. You know what I mean? Like a boom gate, just waiting to go. And the second that gate opens,
right?
Can you do
it's
that?
It's like a greyhound in greyhound racing. It just the thing closes.
Yeah.
And when it's time for the race, the rabbit will come out.
It's funny, but you can't do that with your farts, Chris. It's weird. They don't have a gate. Your
farts
don't have gates.
That's the problem. The farts. There's no gates.
Yeah.
Sorry. My gates.
It's open window. Yeah. Like, when the breeze comes, it's there. Like, you can't stop it.
My gate, my farts is the chicken they put like the greyhound racing, like to get the dogs to chase it.
It's a rabbit.
Goes. Oh, rabbit, sorry, yeah. It's a rabbit. I thought it was a chicken. For some reason, I pictured a roast chicken from Coles going on the fucking thing around the track.
Sponsored by Golden Cockerel.
Oh, God.
So
here's a question.
And then you just see a bunch of bogans running after it.
I'd be first to grab that hot chicken. Sorry.
Here's a question for you guys. Uh-huh. Would you have a shit in front of your partner?
No.
What's the situation?
Not in front of?
Nope, never. Never. I've seen couples that do this. And you'd it has blown me away.
Like,
no, even then. I think some things are better left to the imagination.
I don't care. If I was to get married and now I'm living the rest of my life with this person, we would get to 90 years old and I would still refuse to shit in front of them. I'd be like, get out, close the door.
Not today.
You know what I mean?
What about a number one?
Number one, I could probably.
If you see the back, if you got yourself a shiwi.
Like, I picture
and
like.
You just see the back? Because, I mean, it's no different to going into a men's bathroom and then, you know, a bunch of dudes standing there at the urinal. Yeah. You're walking, you say, this is someone's back.
If you're camping or something, you're going to the bush.
No worries.
If a woman sits down and just takes a wee, that's not, no good?
I don't know.
I would be okay if they wanted to sit down and take a wee.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that. But if they wanted to do a poo as well, I would feel so awkward for them that I'd be like, I'm leaving. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Play some music.
I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah. Why, would you, Loretta?
Not a number two.
Not number two.
No.
Okay.
No, but I'm just thinking.
What about number three?
There is a number three. Number three is a thing. It's when you do both. That's a thing.
But when you're doing your number two, you're doing both anyway. It's covered. Yeah, there's two. It's DOS. You're doing both.
Yeah, that's why there's two. What? Number two, you're doing two.
Yeah, it's not. No.
What?
Options.
You don't always. What? Are you saying you always pee when you shit?
Every single time.
Yeah, generally you take a shit and pee comes out. Just a little bit at least.
What's wrong with your body?
I mean, sometimes, but not every time.
Every single time,
I'll go, I need a pee as well. I'll be like, that's a coincidence.
100%.
Every time.
100%. You look confused. Do you do this or not?
I am very confused.
In what respect?
We lost her at the opening intro.
Do you not pee when you shit?
No, I think I'm with Chris.
Yeah.
What?
It happens from time to time.
Once you're indisposed, you're disposing of the solid.
Yes.
Maybe the liquid part may come at the end.
No, the beginning.
Every single time. For me, it starts.
Yeah, it starts. It starts. It's the opening act.
Wait, at the same time? Like, at the same time? Like, every hole in your body just opens up and thoughts fucking everyone out.
Like alternates and stuff, right? Like, yeah.
It probably alternates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I'm not for this.
No. What do you mean you're not for this?
Yeah, like every now and then I will be on the toilet and like, a pee will need to happen as well. I'm like, yep, cool, two birds with one stone. But for the most part, I either know this is a pee, this is a poo.
Nah.
Wow.
For every single time.
Wow.
I'm with Jesse on this one.
Without question.
How many times a day do you reckon you pee though? Because I pee a lot, so maybe I just am dry. Like,
I mean, I don't know about that. Like, I mean, depending on how much liquid I've had for the day, ultimately, like, it'll vary for me.
Well, I want to put a poll out on like on Facebook or Instagram now and see if this is normal.
Are you always doing both?
See if people always do both or if they're like me and Loretta and only sometimes.
No, every single time. I could not
every
tell
time you do it. To the question
now, right now we've got a split vote between the four of us.
Yeah,
so
the question being, if you're doing a number two, you do both anyway.
No, what? No, the question is, when you do a number two, do you always pee or just sometimes?
Well, majority of the time, yes. Like, there is moments where
not even majority for me. Like I said, it's I would say rare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's on the rare side. Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. I find that incredibly bizarre.
Wow.
Well, because, I mean, I haven't known anything other than my own experience.
Yeah, I mean, you're not taught how to shit.
But it's always
interesting. Well, so I mean, I'm keen to find out, like, what's normal in this situation. This could be one of those unspoken, like the toilet paper.
Well,
thing.
That's like on Netflix that show.
Yeah, that show.
The
yeah,
tests and stuff.
Totally. Yeah.
Wow.
And like the whole, remember we went through the whole like sitting and standing thing as well. Well, that's a story for another time, Loretta. Yeah. We're going to be here all night if we go into that again. I'll tell you that after off air.
Okay.
Anyway, it's enough porcelain chat.
Yeah, we did a lot of that, didn't we? We never expected to go there. But
it's been
we,
an hour
we
and 15 minutes of it was just toilet stuff.
Good content.
There's a lot of toilet talk here.
Yeah. This is what this is Loretta good. Brings to the table.
This is what our podcast is about. It's about opening up in more ways than one, obviously. But
most people open up both.
You open up your embarrassing stories and and we thank you for sharing with us, Loretta. So
the whole thing just becomes embarrassing.
Yeah. And as you can tell, we're not afraid to open up ourselves as well. So thank you for bringing that to the table.
Thank you for having me.
No worries at all.
That's all right. Another thing that we'd like to ask our guests is actually what would your autobiography be called?
Oh, wow.
Sorry for the silence.
I'm just thinking.
It has to be toilet related now.
It has to be, surely. Like,
and then they walked in.
Am I allowed to swear on?
Yeah.
Fuck off. No way. Oh.
Well. Aiming at the shitty cunt. I forgot to say C-bomb.
Would you have to edit that?
Nah.
Nah.
Okay. This is raw. It's out there now. Raw life. It's done.
I think the title would be Fuck Life. Go and have fun.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I don't mind that at all.
That just popped into my head.
The panda story.
They're good.
And you have to have a panda as your picture on the autobiography. It wouldn't be you. It would be a panda.
Just like of a panda like flipping everyone off. But blown out. With a mullet. Right.
On the toilet midway and someone walking in.
He's got his pants down, a newspaper open. He's just flipping the bird to the camera.
And it's called Lock the Door.
We're gonna set that up.
Panda Lock the Door.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what it is?
Yes.
That's what it is. Yeah, brilliant. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And finally, as we go into our end credit scene, what would your porn name be?
My porn name?
Yeah, what's your porn name? Do you know how you find your porn name?
No.
So it's the name of your first pet. And,
Scratchy.
And the street that you grew up on.
Eden.
Scratchy Eden.
Perfect.
Wow.
That's you have some issues there. You might want to see a doctor about that.
Oh, love That's it. Thank you. Name.
Well, Loretta, thank you so much for joining us here on Hashtag Actors Life, housed by the JMC Ball and B&B, the home of ARC Productions. We really appreciate you having you here. And we'll get you on again because you're here all the time. You'll just be our default guest.
Excellent. I can't wait.
Fantastic. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your end credits scene. We don't really have anything to plug specifically this week, but as always, make sure you follow all of us on social to make sure you're up to date with the latest and the greatest from all of us here at Hashtag Actors Life, which is in fact hashtag.actors.life on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow ARC Productions for all the fun content. That is arcproductions.aus. Make sure you follow the three of us, the J, M, the M, and the C, Jesse Dingo, Martin J.S. Reyes, and Chris_Charterboat. Make sure you give Loretta Kung a follow because she's a great follow. You heard all the fun stuff. You might even get to see her in the toilet one day. Who knows? But make sure you follow her on social media. It is Loretta_Kung. We've got some great stuff up on ARC Productions YouTube channel at the moment. Make sure you go and check it out. There's some short films, some BTS, some gag reels, everything and everything in between. Everything and everything in between. There you go. It's a brand new one for you guys. Anyway, from all of us here at Hashtag Actors Life, the JMC Ballin, B&B and ARC Productions, we thank you. Mad love. Till next week. Take care.